If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Need to get you ready for the final three games of the Atlanta Hawks season, and to do so, we turn to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Welcome in Caleb Johnson, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Hawks reporter. Caleb, it was a tough go last night, frustrating because it felt like, despite what this season has been, ultimately the seventh seed, and I want to make too much of that one game, but it felt like the seventh seed was on the line yesterday, and the Hawks just didn't have anywhere close to their best effort.
Yeah, Abe, I think that's a safe, kind of statement to make, that the seventh seed was absolutely on the line last night, because, I mean, essentially Orlando, if they beat Boston, like they've claimed that seventh seed, and they can do that tonight. And especially because, like, Boston probably going to start resting some guys as they get towards the end of the season because they're locked into the two seed. So the Hawks, essentially want to take care of business to hold on to eight, but things could go wonky and they could end up, kind of getting into that seventh seed. Now, when it comes to last night's game, there were a lot of things that the Hawks could have done better. Like, certainly that is true. However, man, the theme that I took away from last night is the same thing I took away from the last time that the Hawks played the Magic, which is the officiating allows for two completely different games to go on between these two teams, and it is infuriating. And I get it. I'm covering this team, I'm a fan of this team, so in a little bit, maybe a less impartial position than others would be when watching these games, but it was so easy to see that the officials were like, hey, Orlando can be as physical as they want. I mean, they can bump into the Hawks all the way down the floor anytime they're driving to the paint. Like, anytime they want, Orlando can be as physical as they want to be. And yet the Hawks, anytime they tried to match that physicality, which I think, given the fact that they weren't having their best shooting night, was like, that's the only way they were going to be able to stay in this type of a game. And they weren't allowed to do that. And then I think you saw, things go from what was a close game early in the first and midway through the second quarter to where Orlando was really able to kind of have their way. And even though things stayed close, it just never really felt like the Hawks had a legitimate shot to get back into this game because they couldn't match that physicality.
And so with that said, and we're just going to play it out here, this could be, and seems maybe likely, hopefully, for the Hawks, that if they can slide in and stick with the eight seed, this is the first matchup, right, on the road in Orlando, like we saw last night. So is there anything you saw last night that gives you reason to believe the Hawks would win that game in a week's time or just under a week's time?
I think Trey going off like he at least started to in this game, because it was very different from the way that Trae Young typically plays games. Like, Trae's philosophy, and he's told us in the media multiple times after games when I've talked to him, that he likes to get his teammates involved in the game plan early on. I think in this one, he clearly wanted to show, hey, let's get some scoring going. That way, you know, we can kind of play from a position of being ahead and settle into these things as Orlando is going to get physical, and as, you know, fouls are going to get called. I think the other thing that's got to change from last night into this eventual, you know, play-in game, is that I think the rotations have got to go differently. I know it's a very ticky-tacky thing to nitpick that sort of a thing, but I thought you had something interesting going leading up to this game, where Mo Gay was coming off the bench and providing some size for you at the five, not something that he's been doing in the past, but clearly something that the Hawks see he has the ability to do, and I think he did so pretty well. I think they wanted to match size early on against Orlando, so they slid Mo into the four last night. But I just think him coming off the bench as the five, and providing that rim protection and just that ability to attack the basket would help them a lot more off the bench than he did in the starting lineup. And I think guys have just got to be pretty hot shooting-wise. And Orlando honestly isn't going to be as hot shooting as they were last night. Like, this is a historic, and Steve was talking about it during the game, like, this is a 31% three-point shooting team. And yet last night, I think they were it was like 42%, 41, I can't remember. But like, they shot, especially early on, they were lights out from three, which they do not typically do. So, you know, if they have more of a normal game and the Hawks, I mean, you know, kind of feels dumb saying, but like, the Hawks have a really positive offensive night, which they are known to do more likely, then I think you've got a much better shot of advancing. But it's really like, the physicality has got to be even both ways, and what we've seen in the playoffs, not so much the play-in, but hopefully that will count as well, but the postseason, is that the officials swallow their whistles.
Hey, Caleb Johnson, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Hawks reporter, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. It's Abe Gordon filling in for Andy and Randy here on the Midday Show. And I like how you answered that last question. Again, for those who maybe tuned in late to the question, I said, did you see anything last night that gives you reason to believe the Hawks would win in Orlando in the play-in round? And you eventually got to, like, I don't know, they could change up some formations and rotations and they won't shoot that well. But I like essentially, you're just like, I don't know, man. Like, maybe we get playoff Trae. Like, I like how that's as succinct as we can get. It's like, I don't know, maybe Trae takes over a game. He's been known to do that in the playoffs. I don't disagree with you, by the way. It's just funny that, like, your first response is, maybe Trae goes wild. Well, who knows? That's what our hopes are right now.
Well, we've reached a point where, like, the Hawks are playing with house money. I think expectations have kind of changed.
So, all right, let me stop you there. Let me stop you there, because I want to follow up on that conversation, because and we kind of mentioned it a little bit earlier, because I think I'm a lot more in line with where you are, and that is the season overall and how the Hawks are finishing up, and this is a team that, for those who missed the conversation like 30 minutes ago, this is a team that lost their second best player, a guy that maybe was even trending towards being their best player in Jalen Johnson. They're still hovering around 500. They're still going to be involved in the play-in round. They've beaten some of the better teams in the NBA, Cleveland, Boston, New York. They've all, obviously, not going to ignore the fact that they've lost to some of the worst teams in the NBA as well. But I didn't let expectation go crazy. And I think, considering some of the factors this team has faced, if you can hold on to the eighth seed, maybe make it interesting and just get to the playoffs, I think I'm okay with that. Like, I'm not, like, frustrated or down, like, oh, another year, all we could do was the play-in round. I think it's a little bit different this year. You got a lot of development from Dyson Daniels. You got a lot of development from Zachary Richardson, and I just seem to be a little bit more okay with that.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, like this season was always going to be a wash. And I think for any fan who didn't believe that, you were just like you were living in a fantasy land. Like this was always going to be a season about development and just seeing what you've got. And now I do think the thing that has really hurt the Hawks is two pieces that they would really like to know what they've got have been hurt for most of the season. And Jalen Johnson, I think, like, not to say that you don't know what you've got, and as far as, like, he is a young, promising talent, but I think you really wanted to learn, okay, how far can Jalen progress and how far can he take this team? And you didn't get to learn that. And then Kobe Bufkin, I mean, that's a guy who you really wanted to learn more about him before you have to potentially promise him some money coming up in October of this year. And you'll have to do that having just some preseason games for another year because of his injuries. And so I think given the talent that they've got, if you were talking preseason, most people were like, I mean, maybe they're a play-in team, but they probably don't even make that. They've won more games this year than they did last year, and they are absolutely in the play-in with a chance to, you know, potentially make the playoffs. Like, this is not ahead of schedule, but this is slightly overachieving to what would have been the likely expectations. It's just along the way, they had that NBA Cup run where they kind of showed people, oh, this team does have some really solid pieces that can take you further. It's just what we've learned over the course of a full season is, you know, some of those pieces still have some development to go because they're pretty young. And so they're going to have frustrating times where you lose games you shouldn't lose, you win games you shouldn't win, and you're somewhere around the middle of the pack, which a lot of the fans, you know, don't love being in.
Hey, Caleb, final question, and please try and keep it to 20 seconds. We're pretty late here. What do you think led to the firing in Denver?
Oof, yeah, that's a situation where it seems like the coach didn't like the GM, and so ownership was like, well, you're both going to go. I think it's really dumb on their part. Like, you should have fired the GM because I think he hasn't given Michael Malone good enough roster to compete with Jokic. And now, you know, Jokic could be asking out and want to go to a different place, and I wouldn't blame him in the least bit.
Caleb, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Hawks supporter, Caleb Johnson. Appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or a Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.